read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Bookshelf, the program that delivers a book every week to your house. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to all our beloved brothers and sisters. Muslim by name, but not by action. Is that worth anything? It's vital that the actions and beliefs of a Muslim correspond with Islam. Is it enough to be a Muslim without knowing what Islam is about? Certainly not. To understand what religion is and what is its role in the life of men, we should first of all know its definition. Religion may briefly be defined as an all-round movement in the light of faith in Allah, and a sense of responsibility for the formation of thought and belief, for the promotion of high principles of human morality, for the establishment of good relations among members of the society, and the elimination of every sort of undue discrimination. Keeping in view this definition, our need for religion and religious teachings is absolutely clear. One thing that is expected from us in Islam is intellectuality and knowledge. Through intellect, our actions are refined and regulated. Islam is not an inheritance. By simply being born in a Muslim family and claiming adherence, you aren't a good Muslim. The actions matter. In fact, they are very important. What we do should be a product of what we learn from Islam. Otherwise, if Islam is to have no role in our lifestyle, how can it be a blessing for the world, just as the Quran says? How can it make us better people? And why would it be needed at all? After learning the precepts and principles of Islam, it is equally necessary to apply them in one's individual and social life. But most people go on being Muslims without actually knowing what Islam is expecting from them. They don't know the story behind Islam. They don't know the expectations, the requirements, and their duties. They take Islam as if it's a name, like a first name or a family name. They don't know the rationality behind Islam.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
All right, you're back on Bookshelf, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio. Today, we were talking about the importance of being a Muslim in belief and in action. We talked about the importance of knowledge. Today's book is called Rationality of Islam by Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Qasim Al-Khoi and published by Islamic Seminary Publications. It's about the role of religion, its need and impact on human life, a short history of the lives of the leaders of Islam, and a basic guide to administration according to the principles of Islam. Ayatollah Khoi was one of the most influential Twelver Shia Islamic scholars, you know, those people that we call Marajia. He was the spiritual leader of much of the Shia world until his death in 1992. He left behind a great amount of welfare institutes, a lot of academic institutes, many books, and so many scholars as his legacy. The book that we introduced today that was all about Islam, what Islam is about, and how to be a good Muslim, the book that is called Rationality of Islam, is by Ayatollah Khoi. You can get this book in 88 pages from al-islam.org. Let's take a look at the contents. You get religion and its role in human life, belief in Allah, towards eternal life, guides of humanity, successors of the Prophet, Islamic Teachings, a Basic Guide in Islamic Administration. This is really a very nice book, and like I said, it's from a very great author, one of the greatest leaders of the 12-verse Shia faith. So let's take a short break before we read it together.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
When you lose someone close to your heart, see your whole world fall apart, and you try to go on, but it seems so hard. Allah knows, Allah knows. You see, we all have a path to choose. Through the valleys and hills we go. The ups and the downs, never fret, never frown. Allah knows, Allah knows. No matter what, inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt. Allah knows, Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows, Allah knows.
Bookshelf from IRIB English Radio welcomes you back. We were talking about the importance of being Muslim in belief and action, and so we introduced the book Rationality of Islam by Ayatollah Khoi, which you can download from al-islam.org. Alright, it's time to take a peek inside from the chapter A Basic Guide to Islamic Administration. That will be page 83. Beware. Fear God when dealing with the problem of the poor who have none to patronize them, who are forlorn and helpless and are greatly torn in mind, victims to the vicissitudes of time. Among them, there are some who do not question their lot in life and who, notwithstanding their misery, do not go about seeking alms. For God's sake, safeguard their rights, for on you rests the responsibility of protecting their interest. Assign for their uplift a portion of the state exchequer, the Baytul Mal, wherever they may be, whether close at hand or far away from you. The rights of the two should be equal in your eye. Do not let any preoccupation slip them from your mind, for no excuse whatsoever for the disregard of their rights will be acceptable to God. Do not treat their interests as of less importance than your own, and never keep them outside the purview of your important considerations. And mark the persons who look down upon them, and of those whose conditions they keep you in ignorance. Select from among your officers such men as are upright and God-fearing, and who can keep you properly informed of the condition of the poor. Make such provision for these poor people as shall not oblige you to offer an excuse before God on the Day of Judgment. For it is this section of the people, more than any other, which deserves benevolent treatment. Alright, so there you go. Rationality of Islam by Ayatollah Khoi. A valuable book in everybody's library. If you missed the show, do not worry. You can download an archive from our website. And you can also download this book from al-islam.org. Rationality of Islam by Ayatollah Khoi. You were listening to Bookshelf from IRIB English Radio. Until next week, a week full of rationality. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.